Yes, we can hear you. Please proceed.
Yeah.
Please go ahead.
Great.
Yeah, go ahead.
Thank you for giving me the floor. First of all, I want to welcome the efforts of the Working Group on the Right to Development, and we are pleased to participate at the 21st session. I appreciate all contributions admitted by the distinguished colleagues about the effect of COVID-19 and the concept of leaving no one behind. But actually, I want to dedicate this intervention of MAD for Peace for the effect of conflicts and systemic violence on the right to development, and how the escalation of conflicts and increasing systemic violence in some countries may lead to depriving some countries and some people from their right to development. When it comes to the Palestinian conflict, for example, the Arab-Israeli conflict, actually MAD for Peace is really and highly condemning the military attacks conducted by Israelian army against civilians in Palestine. Actually, civilians in Palestine, in Gaza and in Sheikh Jarrah, are currently deprived from the right of adequate housing, from the right of living securely and safely, the right of adequate health care. The armed forces there are harmfully attacking two ministries, the Ministry of Manpower and the Ministry of Social Development. They attacked the main way that is leading to the main hospital in the city. They are enforcedly displacing people from their houses and demolishing their houses. And this is contradicting with the right to development. And really, the people there, civilians there, are not even enjoying the basic rights that are prerequisite to the right to development. Actually, at the time that we are talking about making the right to development as a reality for everybody, at the time at which we are talking about leaving no one behind, we have many people, many civilians are affected by conflicts and are affected by armed attack, by the Israeli conflict, and no one is standing with them. We really condemning these kinds of conflicts and these kinds of attacks by the Israeli army. And MAD for Peace is highly recommending that the international community should act responsibly to help those people to raise the humanitarian aid and to help them to enjoy their rights. Actually, another example on this regard may take us to the Libyan conflict. Actually, Libya is one of the neighborhood countries here in Africa that is trying now to eliminate conflict. And when looking at the effects of this conflict on Libyan economic growth, we can find that currently, according to the International Reconstruction and Development Bank, currently like 45% of the people are under poverty line. We have 42% of unemployment rate in Libya. Currently, Libya is facing important economic and political challenges due to the instability and due to conflict and political disorder. The range of salaries, the range of salaries and wages is now $6,000 comparing to $12,000 in 2010, which is a huge difference. And these percentages that I try to show now is showing us how conflicts are increasingly affecting poverty and increasing poverty. And conflicts are currently increasing the rates of unemployment, increasing the rates of political disorder and economic disorder, and this is contradictory with the enjoyment of the right to development. And actually, MAD for Peace is recommending that international community should support Libya and should support Palestine. All countries that are trying to develop should be supported. Attacks against institutions should be removed and should be stopped. Libya is currently going to make its own elections, presidential election in next December of 2021, actually Ma'ad for Peace is recommending that this election should be conducted in its time without any kind of postponing this election under any circumstances. We are also recommending that all society of Libya should be included in the process of development, and the Libyan government should focus on training the manpower that will manage the process of development in order for them to be able to construct new projects and formulate a unified armed forces to serve and to secure the national Libyan territories. Thank you for giving us the floor, and we hope that all international community may support all countries that are going to develop in the next few decades. Thank you.
Thank you.